Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners over at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Amanda Sattler, who is the Chief Development and Communication Officer with the Covenant House California. Amanda, can you believe it? For nearly 17 years now at New Leaf, we focus quite simply on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Amanda, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Oh, thank you so much, Paul. What an honor to be here today. And I have a great privilege of working for Covenant House California, a nonprofit organization where we believe that no young person deserves to be homeless, and that every young person in California deserves housing, food, clothing, education, but most importantly, they deserve to be loved. So it's a great privilege to stand in the intersection of our young people and generous communities. And that's what I do as the head of fundraising and communications for Covenant House, making sure we have the resources and support to further that mission and move it forward. And the viewers might not have any idea that one third of all young people in the United States that don't have a safe place to sleep tonight are in the state of California. So we have a lot of work to do. So, and then just a few practices that have helped us lead and manage our organization well. As we are a nonprofit, but it's never a goal to not have profit. We always strive to raise more so we can put it back into our programs and continue serving more young people. But at Covenant House, we really focus on keeping the main thing, our mission and our values. There's not a meeting or a wall that you do not see that on. And we really prioritize it with our staff in the fact that a business practice of ours is our performance reviews are based on the values we have in the organization. So from commitment to youth, courage, accountability, compassion, leading by example, integrity, commitment to growth. And these are the things we measure and we communicate regularly with our staff, because I guarantee you, when people are being accountable and having integrity, they're meeting their business objectives too. So that's a priority of ours. We always keep the mission and our values front and center in every single thing that we do. And the second one is we really connect intentionally with all of our staff. We have over 200 staff in the state of California, from our frontline staff that are working with survivors of trafficking, to cooks, to janitors, to HR, to accountants, to my team. So there's over 200 of us. And it's a practice of ours that every supervisor must spend one-on-one time with every one of their direct reports each week. And it's more about connection, that compassion, that communication, and just being able to say, what do you want to celebrate? What barriers are there? What problems can we solve together? And how can we do that on a weekly basis so weeks or months don't go by where we're not hearing feedback from the front lines and all of our staff? So we've got the main thing with our values, to connecting with our staff one-on-one every week, to really investing in learning. So investing in our staff, you know, one of our values is commitment to growth. So we have a commitment to invest in them, because we want, from our staff serving our young people directly, we want them to stay with us for a long time, to build those relationships with youth. To my team, it's a relationship business, and we need people to be with us for the long haul and know that we want to help them professionally develop. So I have to raise the money for it. So I'll tell you, it's a priority to invest in trainings, conferences, seminars. But in those times, sometimes when we're lean, we still prioritize leadership, book clubs, YouTube, having regular conversations about how can we grow. And oftentimes the talent we need is sitting within our organization and we might not know it. So it better serves us to go, wow, that person wants to get certified in web development. Awesome. Let's invest in that. And just, so again, it's always being creative and seeing most of the talent and assets are right around us. We just have have to look for them. So I would say those are the three things that have helped us quadruple in size the last 4 years to serve more young people in quadruple the amount of sites and our budget. So that's how we try and prioritize these leadership practices at Covenant House.
Well, Amanda, first of all, just on a personal note, I so much applaud the incredible work that you're doing over at Covenant House, California. And then just a message out to everybody that watches these. I just want to say a big thank you to Amanda for her insights to help people and organizations be their best. And just again, a reminder to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for many of the complimentary professional development sessions that we offer on a regular basis. Amanda, I'm so looking forward to seeing you very soon for lunch. In the meantime, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Oh, sure. Let's do it. Yay.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.